I'm going to preach a message called Beyond Uncertainty. And small straws that it's going to be posted tomorrow, the Lord said, face uncertainty with the certainty of the power of my Spirit. The unseen realm is of far greater and eternal consequence than the temporary problems that you face, says the Lord. Put things in perspective and refuse to feed your anxiety and fear of the unknown. All things are known to me, and you can trust me to take care of my own. Stand strong and resolute. So instead of getting afraid when things are looking bad, stand strong, trust him. Don't feed your fear or your anxiety. Amen. So I was thinking of people around the world are facing uncertainty. The uncertainty of natural disasters, of crime, war, poor health, financial lack, and the list goes on. I mean, people are in trouble around the globe. We probably know of more trouble today than we've known in our lifetimes. So this is not a new phenomenon. Trouble is not new to us. We can read about the perils of Paul roughly 2,000 years ago, and he was in trouble. I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning verse 25. I'm going to read through verse 28. And this was his trouble, part of it. This is only part of it. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and day I've been in the deep, in journeys, often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. So he's been through way more than I've ever been through. And he's saying, but my concern isn't that. It's for the churches. It's for the work of God in the world and in our lives. That, you know, our concern is to do the will of God, whether it's in our small sphere of influence or if we influence a lot of people, we still are concerned with what God is doing in our lives. Obviously, Paul was no stranger to trouble in his day. We are no strangers to trouble in our day. But we must move beyond uncertainty to know the certainty of God, who is unchanging, ever-present, and eternal. So if you have given in to feeding fear, you need to move from that uncertainty to the certainty of Almighty God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. He's the same today as he was in Paul's day. He's the same forever, and he is certain. There is a certainty about his presence, about who he is, about what he does for us, about what he wants to do for us, and we need to cooperate with his perfect will. Psalm 91, I'm going to read verses 5 through 9. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. We need to have relationship with Almighty God, an active, honest relationship with him, so that we can weather the storms. The Lord is our very present help in trouble. That's from Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. So when we are uncertain about our future or our safety, We need to look to God and take time to get close to Him, because He is our refuge. He's our place of safety. If we get in Him, if we stop looking at our trouble, if we stop looking at ourselves and begin to look at the Lord, suddenly we have peace. Suddenly we are in the right place, and we are with Him, and we believe Him and trust Him. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 24, reading through 27. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, the wind blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So what we have to do is know God, know what He's speaking, know what His word says, and believe it, and do what He said do. It's not enough to believe, it's enough to do what He said. So we must hear the word of God, the truth of His kingdom, and build our lives on the rock, Jesus Christ. As you know, our natural lives on earth are temporary. But life in the Spirit is eternal. Even now, your spirit life, your life in the Spirit lasts forever. Physical life, temporary. Spirit life, physical life, temporary. Spirit life, eternal, forever. So what do you want to build on? That. Make that your priority, is to live in the Spirit, to have life in the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The spirit realm is the only place that is beyond uncertainty. I need to say that again. The spirit realm is the only place that is beyond uncertainty. We're going to have uncertainty in our natural lives. We're going to have things that seem daunting and difficult in natural life. But if we stay in the spirit, if we get in the spirit realm, that is beyond uncertainty, because God is there. That is life forever. I'm going to read from 2 Peter chapter 3, reading from verse 9 through 14. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by Him in peace, without spot and blameless. So we know what's coming. We don't know when it's coming, but we know that it's coming. And so we don't put our hope in our physical existence, in the here and now. Our hope is in God. Our hope is in the Spirit. Our assurance, our certainty is in God, in the Spirit. Life is uncertain. Circumstances, situations, uncertain. But the Spirit of God is never uncertain. It's the one certain thing we have. Certainty is in God. So we cannot get focused on the temporary times when we're in trouble. Can't focus there. Can't be afraid. We trust God. I'm going to read a couple of Small Straw's words from last week when God said, stand strong and stay calm. Being upset doesn't help anything. What will help is for you to shift your focus from the natural realm to the spiritual realm. Find and stay in the flow of my spirit, for I will give you wisdom and lead you in the way you should go for the best possible outcome for you, says the Lord. Do not be afraid. So regardless of what comes, regardless of what happens, he's saying, stand strong, stay calm, get in the spirit. Move in the flow of the Spirit, because that's certain. The other things are uncertain. Another word was, deliberately lean on me. Trust me to provide everything you need, whether wisdom, guidance, healing, or finances. Seek me, I will be found by you. Talk to me, and I will hear you. Ask, and you will receive. Know that I am as close as your breath, says the Lord. That I am your help in trouble. So instead of just whining and being afraid, get in the presence of God. Know him. He's your help. These are the things that the Lord has spoken that we must do in times of trouble. I'm gonna do about six things here. And let me just do an overview. We need to seek God. Lean on and trust him, ask and receive, stand strong, stay calm, do not be afraid. These are the things that I want to expound a little bit this morning. Seek God. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. That's a real thing. You have to take the time to seek him. And that is genuinely seek and find him on purpose. I'm asked frequently about how to change focus from natural to spiritual. And it's a little bit like thinking of your left ear. Huh, did everybody think of your left ear? You didn't get your big toe, did you? You thought about your left ear. Then you don't get your neighbor when you're thinking of God, right? If I say focus on God, you're not focused on me. You're not focused on your neighbor, you get God. Well, that's a change of focus. You go from looking at one thing to looking at another, and there's a change that goes on in you that is a change from the natural to the spiritual. But you have to do that on purpose. You have to decide to change your focus if it's in the wrong way. If you're afraid, you've got to decide to change that, because God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. Amen? So lean on him, trust him. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to God. All you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Okay, so do I believe that? Am I going to come to God and say, Lord, this is hard. Then he says, let me handle it. Let me take it. Let me take the burden. Will you trust me to help you through this? Will you trust me to carry the biggest part of the load as you go through this? Well, yeah. Why not? He said he would. Do we believe the word? Do we believe what he said? We need to. Number three is ask and receive. John 14:13 says, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. When we come to God, when we are in his presence and ask, he said, we receive. So we need to do that. Instead of just going through the nonsense, just wallowing in self-pity, trying to figure out what you're going to do next. You know, self-pity is one of the worst things to get through any situation. It will quench the Holy Spirit of God. It will. Number four is stand strong. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So stand strong. Don't sit down. Don't give up. Don't go back. Stand where you are. Stand in him. Stand strong. Number five, stay calm. Psalm 131:2 says, "Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me." We all know that the soul consists of the mind, will, and emotions. We need to calm ourselves, and we can do that on purpose. We don't have to wait for somebody else to come and comfort us. God does that. But we need to decide. We need to make the decision, exercise our will to stay calm. Just calm down. Just be quiet. If you believe in God, if you're believing Him and trusting Him, then you can't be clamoring. Amen? So calm your soul. We can choose whether to be quiet or out of control. That's all up to us. Absolutely all the time. And number 6, do not be afraid. Psalm 56:3 says, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you." 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." When we're upset, we are not of sound mind. We are afraid when we're upset. We've put our focus on the flesh, on the natural things, on the things that we don't really have that much control over. But God, if we focus on Him, then we don't have fear. We have a sound mind. So that's our part. That's what we have to do. Seek God, lean on Him, ask and receive, stand strong, stay calm, do not be afraid. So what's God's part then? That's our part. God's part is to, number one, be with us. If we ask, if we want Him to be with us, He will be with us. 2 Corinthians 13:11, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. So when we quiet our own flesh, when we settle down, then God will be with us. That's His part. Number 2 is He gives us wisdom and direction. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given him." Okay. If I need wisdom, then what do? I ask. Is He going to say, "Nah, not today, not today. You come back tomorrow and see if you can"? Nah. We ask, He gives us wisdom. Sometimes we have to be quiet enough to get the wisdom, to know what He's saying to us, but He will give it. When we ask, and He doesn't withhold anything, He gives us wisdom. So His first job is to be with us, to give us wisdom and direction. Number 3 is to heal. Exodus 15:26 says, "I'm the Lord who heals you." I'm the Lord who heals you. Body, soul, spirit. Amen. I'm going to read from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." So what's He going to do? He's going to be with us. He's going to give us wisdom and direction. He's going to heal. And number 4, He's going to provide. Psalm 37:25 says, "I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor his descendants begging bread." God comes through every time. He's not going to let us not have enough. So I'm going to conclude with this. Even in the midst of trials and uncertainty in life circumstances, we can move beyond uncertainty, which is the title of my message, into the absolute certainty that comes with having right relationship with God through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. And that is up to us. We foster that relationship every single day, or we should. Always come close to God, always seeking Him, always developing further relationship, closer relationship with God. That takes us beyond uncertainty. Amen.